This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Second date update brought to you by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Devin joining us on second date update. And Devin, let's get right to it. How is everything going with Haley?
Well, she'll have to tell you herself because she hasn't replied to me in a week and a half.
Oh, no.
Bummer, man.
That's too bad.
But that's, you know, I guess a week and a half. Like, we've had worse. We've had situations where people have, you know, ghosted someone for 2 to 3 weeks or whatever and still gotten back in touch with them.
Yeah, maybe, but it definitely feels like a century, you know, and especially because we hit it off. I just can't figure out, like, what.
All right. Okay, well, that's what we're here for, Devin. So let's see if we can help. How did the date go? Let's go back to the first date. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're both foodies. We both like to travel. We bonded over lost luggage stories. So, we have stuff in common.
And nothing like trauma bonding on the first date, right?
Hey, misery loves company, man.
It does. So, did anything dramatic happen, Devin, that maybe we should know about?
No, we were both pretty well behaved. She knew how to use a knife and fork, so.
And how did you leave things?
Yeah, simple, I would say classy kiss, mm-hmm. And then we were off for the night.
When it came to the kiss itself, was there any, like, body language that she changed at all after that? Or did she seem receptive to it?
A polite smooch.
Okay.
Very good.
Polite smooching. Love that.
All right, Devin, hold tight. Let's call Haley.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Haley, please?
Speaking? Who's calling?
Yeah, hi, of course. Haley, and it's not a sales call or anything like that. Everything's okay, and sorry to trouble you this morning. We're calling from a radio station in town, 102.9 The Wolf, and we co-host the morning show. We're Thunder and PT, and we got to tell you that we're on the radio right now. Would you have a moment to speak with us?
Did I win something?
Not
yet.
Not quite. I mean,
potentially.
Yeah, and we have kind of a question for you, Haley. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. We just talked to a gentleman named Devin, who you went out with like a week and a half or so ago, and he just told us about your date with him, and we're just calling to see if you enjoyed it or not.
Well, I mean, yes and no.
Could you elaborate a little bit? I mean, what parts did you like? Tell us about the date.
I mean, the date was great. I mean, it was fine. You know, we're both foodies. We love, you know, we love eating. And, well, he tried to set sell me on joining him for a cruise, like to the Bahamas on New Year's. And yeah.
Okay. Like, whoa, he invited you on a trip to the Bahamas?
Yeah, I mean, out of the blue too.
On the first day. How did he bring that up?
Yeah.
He asked if I've ever been on a cruise, and then like he starts this big old sales pitch about like the Carnival cruise he booked and how he has like an extra spot for me, okay. Like just an extra ticket laying around.
Yeah,
you know?
Wait, and he wants you to pay for it, is the idea that you would pay?
No, he already has it.
He's got the ticket.
A ticket.
Okay. So
yeah, he had okay. a ticket, and he was just inviting me on this cruise. That's kind of a big thing.
Okay, listen, Haley, I know this may seem a little awkward, but we actually have Devin listening in on the other line, and I'd really like this. I don't know about you, PT, but wouldn't you like to get this kind of explained by Devin?
Well, yeah, 100%, because I feel like that's a big ask for like a first date.
Yeah.
Like, a big second date.
Haley, hold on. give us 1 second here, okay? Because we got to straighten this. Yeah, we got to straighten this out. Devin, can you hear me?
Hi. No, look, can I just say a little bit first? Haley, I feel like you don't understand what great value this is. Like, it's from Miami to the Bahamas. And it's a cruise. It's not just like we're on a boat on the water. They have amazing shows. And there's, like, this crazy pool celebration on the 31st.
Devin, I just met you. I'm not sure that I even want to, like, see you on New Year's Eve, you know, like, let alone starting New Year's week. Like, we don't know each other. I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you make a great point, Haley. I mean, you only spent a couple hours with this guy. You really don't know him that well. You went out on one date. And so, Devin, why don't you focus on having, like, a regular second date? There's time between now and let's just even say Haley considered it. We still got
Bahamas could be like the eighth date potentially, or at least maybe the third or fourth or something.
Or do you need an answer now? Are you expecting her to pay for this?
No, I already have the tickets.
Okay, but she's got to fly. She's still got to get airfare. You can't change the name on the plane.
Why
ticket.
Do you have the tickets? Is this a relationship? Did you have someone else that was in the picture at some point in time?
No, I mean, yes, I got the cruise as a surprise for an ex, but we broke up, and I thought she would sort of like be around by now, but then I met Haley.
So I'm supposed to be like the standby for your ex-girlfriend?
No, I want to go with you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm on reserve here, y'all. I'm on the reserves list.
Well, I understand where he's coming from if you broke up, so you're not seeing this ex anymore, obviously.
This was like a Christmas gift for you guys or something, or just a regular
or a birthday
gift?
Or a few weeks ago or what?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a holiday gift.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, wow.
Can I go?
Yeah. So you have a free, you have a trip to a cruise that you're just trying to figure out who's going to go with you, Devin. And you're trying to find somebody for that cruise.
But you want it to be Haley.
Well, I could go alone too, but I would like to go with Haley.
And Haley, you just don't feel comfortable.
No, I can't do it. I've got to take a pass on this one, but I do appreciate the invitation.
Well, wait, hold on. What if you guys went out a couple of times and then, Devin, when do you got to kind of, when's your hard and fast, like, out, like, when you know you need to, you know if she's coming or not?
I'm going to go either way on the cruise.
By yourself. Just, all right, what about going out on a second date, Haley? Let's forget about New Year's Eve until you get out on a second or third date. Then once you're comfortable, then you could pose the question again, Devin.
No.
Okay.
I'm Devin.
It's too much. Yeah. All right. I don't blame you at all. That's a little too fast, too soon. Devin, it's a no from Haley.
Okay. Right. I understand. Maybe you'll come around by the end of the month, is all I'm saying.
Or maybe change the dates of your cruise. It would take a lot of pressure off the dating life, too. But keep us posted on...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I will. Thank you, guys.
But Haley, that's it. You know, no more Devin. No, not even a second date anywhere. This kind of freaked you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not ready.
Okay, got it. Okay.
It was moving too fast.
We get it. All right, listen, you guys, we're always here. We know it can get a little awkward, but thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.